Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, and this year should be a special schuss. Rabbi Marim Rashik, the Mishmas Marasas, the Bashkum, the Sons from the Sada Hanshim and Zeb. Chayat Chayat Fagel was from the Spassi, our Shab and Lair of Yaravarim. Harav Yosef ben Chana, David Avram, Yosef Tzvina, Marasena Misara, Bas Marasena Minos, Bnei Marasena Miriam, and this is based on Soloveitchik's Torah. The Rambam, in the second paragraph of his Shuvah on Halacha Zayin, writes, V'hechem misvad yachid achad, V'hechem misvad, when does a person say vidui? Yachid achad tefillah, so a yachid after his tefillah, Shtiyat Tzibur emes tefillah, so Shtiyat Tzibur in the middle of his tefillah, and the reason is already explained by the Gaonim, and also in Gaonim Yuma, Pezayin and Beis, see the Gron, in Menayim and Brachas, Gimel and Beis, the vidui has to be in the context of the tefillah, therefore it's necessary, yachid achad tefillah, so v'shtiyat Tzibur emes tefillah, so it has to relate to tefillah. However, we see there's a chilek between a yachid and a shtiyat Tzibur. A shtiyat Tzibur is misvad b'ser tefillah, so, and a yachid is misvad la achad tefillah, so. So we would like to understand that chilek and why vidui is connected dafka to tefillah. So it appears that the Rambam in the first paragraph of his Shuv, in the first halacha, says Chayv l'svados l'fnei akel baruch. So we see that the vidui is to be l'fnei Hashem. So the mail would appear that for this reason, vidui is b'shas tefillah, because a mispal is omed l'fnei Hashem, and therefore that's the time for vidui. And even a yachid, as long as he hasn't uprooted his legs, he's still standing before Hashem, and vidui is shayach. According to the Gemara, the vidui is before yil ratzon, where he still hasn't completed his tefillah. And parenthetically, it would appear that if a person forgets vidui and he was already oker raglav, he has to daven again in order to be yotzei dechovas vidui shubishas tefillah dafka, because vidui is machayev tefillah, because a person has to be misvad b'chol tefillah. The Rambam says, when mitzvah vidui mikvum shiyaslam in erev hayom, chozer misvad b'lo yom kippurim arvus, chozer misvad b'shachris. Each time he has to be misvada during the tefillah, and if he's mevatel tefillah achas, mikorach mitzvah vidui, he has to go back and daven again. And the Rav Shlomo Kluger and the Chacham Shlomo in our Chaim Tafresh Chav Gimel writes, "Rak gam im lo zocher klal avidu b'tefillah achakach, ani navoch b'zeim tzorach lachzor l'spalel, hinei mekevin detekinu b'tefillah." So Taka the Chacham Shlomo has declared what happens if you didn't say vidu before you finish davening. You have to daven again, and he blabs with the tzarech yiyu. So now we can understand the chiluk between the vidui of the shliach tzibur and the vidui of the yachid or tzragonim and yuman chiluk at shuvas pezayin and beis. It means the tshuva of Rav Shri Ragon, who explains that a shliach tzibur is different than a shliach tzibur. Kevin shesiyeh mes tefilaso lo nishara lo shlichus. The shliach tzibur, since he finished his tefillah, the shlichus no longer remains. The explanation would appear, what does the Shri Ragon mean? When he finishes his tefillah, the shlichus is over. But there's a difference between the chalos tefillah b'yachid and the chalos tefillah by a shliach tzibur, that a yachid is considered the emsed, a yachid is considered the emsed tefillaso, as long as he hasn't been oikel es ragla, as long as he hasn't uprooted his feet, as we learned by Avraham Avinu, Avraham Avinu Omid Lifnei Hashem. As long as his feet are together, so he's standing before Hashem, such a person is still considered in the middle of his tefillah. But the shliach tzibur, his tefillah, is mikoyach shlichus hatzibur. And immediately then after he finished the bracha to Shemoneh Esrei, pakal shlichuso. The shlichus is over, and his tefillah is over. And if he's misvad la achar tefillah, that's not considered vidui lifnei Hashem at all for this reason. the Shliach Tzibur has to be misvada in the middle of his tefillah in order that the vidui should be b'shas tefillah. So pshat is that the Shliach Tzibur's shlichus is only as long as he's within the framework of tefillah. Second, he finishes davening, even though he's still standing with his legs together in front of Hashem, that's it, it's over. And therefore he has to say vidui beforehand. Rambam Brachas 2:12 writes, Shachach v'lo hitzki b'shabbos of Yom Tov k'vishas hayom miniskar kodim shiyaskar v'bracha reviyas b'shabbos oimer baruch ata Hashem, etc., etc. And the Ravid is masik tov is at the low Gria bracha revius b'misha ragi lomet achnun amachat shuvaso shimtav lo hiska shavosh chodesh ba'avoydav b'shisim simshalo choyzel avod emenu choyzel rosh loko chokhanami poisek v'choyzel v'tchivas boine yiru shalayim. So we're talking here about benching. If somebody doesn't mention and benching, the din is that there's a special bracha that he doesn't mention Shabbos or Yom Tov in benching. The din is that if he hasn't yet started the bracha revius, there's a special bracha to make to mention the Shabbos or the Yom Tov. And the Ravid says that the Rambam made a mistake. Really has to do is he has to go back to the beginning of Bnei Yerushalayim. He has to go back to Rachin. You can't just say a bracha right here and now, just like in Shemoneh Esrei. He doesn't say Mishchodesh. Doesn't say Yalav Yavo. Even though he finished Sim Shalom, he's Chozer LaAvoda. He goes back to Ritzei. And he's not Chozer LaRosh. So here also he goes back to the beginning of Bnei Yerushalayim. Just like in Shemoneh Esrei, if he finishes Sim Shalom, he says Hamavarach Baruch Hashem Yisrael Bashalom, he goes back to Ritzei. Here also he goes back to the beginning of he goes back to Rachin. And then it says it's Yalav Yavo. The Kesef Mishnah there brings the Rashi in Brachas 49b, Dibur Masel B'chad L'Reisha, writes, Gabi Tfila, Oka Reserago of Choyzer L'Rosh, Asim U'di'ika Akiras V'Gvay, Adolachas Siyom HaBrocho, Hu Akiras V'Gvay. Gabi Tfila, if he uprooted his legs, he goes back to the beginning. And there the Iker is the uprooting of his legs. And there, since he didn't uproot his legs, what does he do? He goes back to Ritzei. But here, it's as if he already finished, when he finished the bracha, it's as if he did Akiras Raglai. That's why the Rambam says, don't go back to Ritzei, don't go back to Rachin. Don't start the bracha again. It's like you did Akiras Raglai. Once it's like you did Akiras Raglayim, so you say the bracha, say bracha to Hashem, you say a bracha and you don't go back. Because it's like you already finished, it's too late to go back. Too little, too late, as they say in the movies. So, therefore you say a bracha right here on the spot. And the explanation is that that's a din misuyim in Shemoneh Esrei. There's a din of amida lifnei Hashem. But the siyum ha-bracha is not the siyum ha-tfilah. Yakiras Raglaim is the Siyum HaTfilah. But Birkas HaMazon, if there's no Amida, when you're Messiah the Bracha, you're Messiah Birkas HaMazon. So this person, for all intents and purposes, is done benching. What do you mean he's done benching? He's done with all the Deoraisa Brachas. So, if he hasn't started the fourth Bracha yet, he can't go back to, according to the Rambam, he can't go back to Ritzeh, to Rachim, because he's already finished. It's like he did Akiras Raglayim. So the only answer for such a yid is to say the bracha. say this special bracha? And the Ravid says no. The Ravid says that this is no different than Shemona Esrei. As long as his legs are together, he finishes his Hamavarach Tzamek Tzor Bashalom, he can go back to Ritzay. He doesn't go back to the beginning. Here it's like the Rambam sort of telling you to go back to the beginning. It's not telling you to bench again, but it's telling you to make a special bracha. So the Ravid says you go back to Bnei Yerushalayim, you go back to Rachim, and then you say Alevi Yavo. And the Rambam says, no, it's too late, because by Tefillah, Kibbutz Raglayim means you're finished. In the Birkas HaMazon, where there is no Amidah Lefnei Hashem, therefore there is no Akilas Raglayim. So once you finish the running Rachma of Yerushalayim Main, you have to, it's already too late, you're finished. So the only answer to such a person is to say a separate bracha. So that's all b'yachid. Aval b'shliach tzibur, ein din akiras raglav klal. By b'shliach tzibur, there's no din of uprooting his legs at all. Ve'em b'beis Yosef. And therefore the shliach tzibur can't just say the vidui before Akiras Raglayim, because he doesn't have a din of Akiras Raglayim. The second he finishes saying Shemoneh Esrei, it's finished. Hayim b'beis Yosef, b'simen kuf chof dalet, b'din shalosh p'siyos lachos Shemoneh Esrei. He writes, Kasev ha-Rambam b'perek des, halocha gimel achos yafsiyah, shliach tzibur gimel p'siyos, v'chulei, maschil u'misvalel b'kol ram. After the Shliach Tzibur takes his three steps, he starts davening out loud. And then he writes, V'acha shiyashlim kol ha'tfila yeshev v'yipol al-pono. Neredim tfila, Shliach Tzibur misbalo v'lachash, v'seh sholosh p'siyos, havo v'tfila shemisbalo v'kol ram lo. Wow. So Beis Yosef says that for Shliach Tzibur there's no Shalosh Pesiyos. At the end of Shemoneh Esrei, he finishes his Shemoneh Esrei, and then what does he do? He goes down for Tachlin. The three steps at the end of Shemoneh Esrei is only for a Yachid, not for a Shliach Tzibur. And he parenthetically gives a reason in Amit Shemus HaDeshan that the three psiyos of after Kaddish Shalem is going to work for him. So the beer would seem to be as follows, that by Shliach Tzibur, after he finishes his tefillah, poka shlichusa, he's no longer a shlich, he's no longer a Shliach Tzibur. And therefore he has no din of a kiris raglayim, that's it. He finishes his tefillah, he finishes verbalizing his tefillah, he's finished. And Bechlal doesn't have a din of a kiris raglayim. And if there's no meaning of Shalosh Psios for the Shliach Tzibur after he finishes his Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to a Yachid. So the Yisod that we learn here is the Zinsin, the Tefillah of a Yachid, and Tefillah of a Shliach Tzibur. Tefillah of a Shliach Tzibur, his Shlichus ends when he finishes Shemoneh Esrei, even before Akiras Raglayim, therefore he's saving you beforehand. Whereas a Yachid can say Vidu even in the middle. Even after he's finished his Shemoneh Esrei, as long as he hasn't done Kiddush Raglayim, because as long as he's standing before Hashem, he's still considered in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's one mahalach. You can also say that there's a difference between the vidui of Shliach Tzibur and the vidui of Yachid v'ikar Yisoidim. That it would appear that there are two types of kaparas on Yom Kippur. There's kaparas at Sibur and kaparas at Yochid. So we see in the Chasimus HaBracha that you're the king who's Mochel, Misoleach, our Avonos. And the Avonos of his nation, the house of Israel. So what's the Kefal Lashon? Av Avonos Seinu, and Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael. Avonoseinu are the same thing as Avonosam of Bnei Yisrael. So it's muchach from this that there are two kaparas on Yom Kippur. There's a kapara for each individual, and there's a kapara for all the Jewish people as one unit. Now, just like the two kaparas in Yom Kippur, there are also two maisa tshuva for Yochanan and Rabbi. Rambam, tshuva 2:7. Yom HaKippurim uketz uzman tshuva lakol, leyachidu l'rabbi, uketz mechila v'slicha l'Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a time of tshuva for everybody, for a yachid and for a rabbi. So you see from this, that there are two distinct chiyuvim. There's tshuva ha-yachid and there's tshuva ha-rabbi. And it would appear that's the yisod of the two vidui of the yachid and shliach tzibur. The vidui of the yachid is connected kaparas ha-yachid, v'chiyuv tshuva ha-yachid. And the vidui of the shliach tzibur corresponds to the kaparas ha-tzibur, v'chiyuv tshuva shel ha-tzibur. This we can explain possibly, that we find that before the vidui of the shliach tzibur, we say slichas. And we also say tefillah zechor ha-mecha. And we say Elokeinu Elokeinu v'senu v'chol ha-senu v'yom ha-kippurim. Kiyanu ha-mecha v'ata Elokeinu. It would appear that that's all part of the Seder vidui of the shliach tzibur. And by tefillah z'yachid, yachid doesn't have the schusavos and the klitzas bris to be toveah to demand the kapara. And therefore, the whole vidui is just a maisa vidui al-achet, the vidui of the shliach tzibur, which is the kaparas ha-tzibur. He has the koyach to be toveah kapara, the koyach ha-klitzas bris, the schusavos. Ki anu amecha ve'ato elekeinu, anu v'necha ve'ato avinu, anu ra'yosecha. Kiyanu ra'yosecha, v'yato doideinu. And therefore, the vidui of the shliach tzibur is within the tefillah, because part of the vidui is bakoshas ha-kapora v'aslicho la'amo Yisrael. And that's shayach in the vidui of the shliach tzibur alone. Since part of the vidui of the shliach tzibur is requesting kapara and slicha for the nation Israel, besides just saying vidui, memela belongs in the context of tefillah. And so writes the Kolbo on Hilchos Yom HaKippurim. He says, shliach tzibur oimer avidui be'emtza ha'tfileh ve'efsher שזה מפני שהוא מעריך באמצע התפילה בסליחוס ובפסוקי דרחמי. תקנו לה ערב הווידוי בעיניהם. Since the שליח ציבור is מעריך in the middle of the תפילה with סליחוס and פסוקי דזמרה, פסוקי דרחמי, פסוקי מברחמי, we're asking God for things in the context of the vidui of the שליח ציבור. He's asking for things and the mele belongs within תפילה. Gevaldik. And it would appear, according to this, that the vidui of the shliach tzibur is connected to the vidui of the Kohen Gadol and the Sarei Mishtaleach. And just like the Kohen Gadol was misvade al asoyev, haloshen shel kol Yisrael, like the loshen of the Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Teshuva, so too the shliach tzibur is misvade haloshen kol atzibur. By Kohen Gadol we find that he would also be miskavim ligmor atz Hashem connected to mevarche, va'omer lahem titaru. So the explanation is, after the vidui, the Kohen Gadol is mevakesh kapora al Yisrael mikoyach itzumo shel yoyim, and therefore he says to the tzibur titaru at the end of the pasuk, ki biyom hazeh yechaper aleichem she'adeh hayoyim hazeh, through this day titaru. And according to this, it would appear that's the foundation of the reason that the tzibur is misvade b'emes ha'tfilah, in order to be somech the vidui for the tefillah. אבל אוקנו ולכה ולסנו וכל אהב ומסנו ביום הכיפור המזר ומאני אני הוכס סום יום כיפור רייץ ואחרי הווידוי והסליחו סעים למכל אהב ומסנו. And that's connected the Kohen Gadol who would say תתהרו בסוף הקריאה והווידוי. When the שליח ציבור would say the שם המפורש, the people would say ברוך שם קורות מחוס על ארדם וייד. And then the shliach tzibur would be mechaving to complete Hashem's holy name with the community saying Baruch Shem Kol Yisrael, better with blessing. It's shame. Af huaya miskaven ligmor es Hashem kenegad ha-mevarchim. And then he says titavu. And then he says the end of the pasuk, ki yom se'echat bar-aleichem l'chat lifnei Hashem titaru, that through this day you're going to become tor. So that's why the shliach tzibur was misvad in the middle of tefillah. He wants to be samech the vidu. He wants to put the vidu next to Elokeinu Eloheinu. M'chol avan insenu b'yom ha-kipurim hazeh, because he's made saying vidu for the entire nation. This is the vidu of the tzibur, not the vidu of the yachid. It's the vidu of the tzibur. And mainly, he wants to make, juxtapose it to when he's asking for to be Hashem to be mochol the avonis of the tzibur, because it's vidu yad tzibur, and that's kineged the vidu the kohen gadol aser mishtaleach. He would say it aloshin aloshin kol yisrael like aloshin beranda. He would say it for the entire community. So to this vidu is for the entire community. And that's what after vidu in slichus he said mochol avonisenu. That's kineged the kohen gadol in the beis hamikdash. He would say titaru, and he's asking Hashem to be mitar the Jewish people. So to hear, he says mochol avonisenu. And that again is a request for the kampar of the tzibur, for the vidu, for the atonement of the community. And based on this, we can be miyashiv our minag, not like the seder of Amram Gong, that the shliach tzibur doesn't say vidu in mincha ner of Yom Kippur. Mordechai brings a reason for this. So based on what we explained, we can say as follows, that the whole vidu of the shliach tzibur is connected to the vidu of the kohen gadol in order to be mevakish kapara through Yom Kippur. But through the day of Yom Kippur, we should receive kapara. And that's not shaykh and erev Yom Kippur. Because even if it's vad in the brach of slach lanu, there's no bakashas kapara of the Yitzum Shel Yom. Here, the Shliach Tzibur is being mevakish kapara just like the Kohen Gadol. And the Kohen Gadol's kapara is mikroch Yitzum Shel Yom. And therefore, it doesn't apply in Mincha. That's why there's no vidur for the Shliach Tzibur and Mincha. Beautiful. Okay, so obviously there's a ton more to say, but we saw two mahalchim to explain the why the vidu of the shliach tzibur is in the context within tefillah, and the yachid says it at the end of tefillah before akiras raglav, that a yachid, as long as he's davening, as long as his legs are together, he's still considered omed lifnei Hashem, and therefore he can still say vidui. And the shliach tzibur shlichus is done, and he finishes verbalizing the tefillah shlichus is done, and therefore he has to say the vidui earlier on. And that's one mahalach that we saw. The other mahalach is the difference between the vidu of the yachid and the vidu of the shliach tzibur. And the vidu of the shliach tzibur corresponds to the vidu of the kohen gadol. And the vidu of the kohen gadol is for all the Jewish people. So too the vidu of the shliach tzibur is for all the Jewish people. And therefore he puts it in the middle of tefillah when he has this request, mechol avonaseinu, that he wants HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimoichel, the sins of the Jewish people. And this bakash is, he should be mochel the sins of the Jewish people because of the krisis bris, chus avos. These are all national things. This is the koach of vidur of the shliach tzibur, and it's done bekoach yitzum shayom, just like the vidur of the kohen gadol. And therefore, it's not done in mincha, but it's only done in the tefillahs of Yom Kippur. And it's juxtaposed to mochel avonaseinu, because he's asking kapara for the tzibur, just like the kohen gadol. He says titaru kenegad hamevarchim. So advarim misamchim, and mitzvah Hashem, we will hopefully revisit this. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.